Sunset Alliance, Islam Social Unity Narrative, UPND Political Tactic, and in International News Journal Text, Shatter Port Sudan Safety, Trigger Water Pass Surge.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Former Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency Director General Victor Nyasulu has dismissed as misleading and inaccurate claims by Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima linking him to the alleged theft of U.S. government-donated medical supplies. Recently, Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima implicated several Zambia officials, including Mr. Nyasulu, in the U.S. government's $50 million U.S. aid cutback, alleging their involvement in theft and facing court proceedings. But Mr. Nyasulu has explained that he was fired in July 2024, not for the theft of U.S. donated medicines, but for alleged gross negligence in relation to 61 containers of Egyptian forced medical supplies that were marooned. In a statement, he has clarified that he was arrested on 7th February 2025 and jointly charged with two other former Zambia managers for willful failure to follow procurement laws and not for the alleged theft of U.S. funded medicine for HIV, TB and malaria. Contrary to the minister's statement, Mr. Nyasulu has emphasized that he's not currently appearing in court, nor has he been charged in relation to the U.S. government's aid. He has stated that his dismissal came at the instigation of then-Health Minister Sylvia Massero and was linked solely to the Egyptian consignment controversy. Meanwhile, Community Action Against Corruption Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo has criticized Health Minister Dr. Elijah Mchima's recent remarks regarding the U.S. government's withdrawal of $15 million in annual health funding, describing his response as very unfortunate and lacking accountability.
When you look at the minister stating that a systematic stealing of medicines started way back, even in the previous regime, by the Patriotic Front, that statement is also unfortunate because, you know, it's 4 years under the UPND government, and the American ambassador indicated that several times they engaged government to discuss and find means and ways of stopping systematic theft of medicine in the Ministry of Health. But if the minister can still blame the PF government 4 years down the line, the question is, what has been the Ministry of Health and this government been doing to prevent corruption in Zambia? Because the reason why Zambians voted out PF, they saw that the PF became too corrupt and they wanted a government which can sort out those problems. So we cannot face corruption today and still blame the PF. That has been unrealistic.
Council Alliance spokesperson Sean Tembo has dismissed calls for total opposition unity as both unrealistic and politically deceptive, accusing the ruling UPND of exploiting the idea to undermine genuine opposition efforts ahead of the 2026 general election. In a statement, Mr. Tembo claims the UPND is deliberately promoting a false narrative that 100% opposition unity is a prerequisite for regime change in a bid to demoralize the electorate and divide opposition ranks. While acknowledging that unity is a popular rallying cry among voters and political stakeholders, Mr. Tembo argues that expecting complete cohesion across all opposition parties is neither feasible nor necessary. According to Mr. Tembo, not every opposition figure is truly opposed to the ruling party. Mr. Tembo has cautioned against overestimating the influence of political figures that maintain high media visibility and ample financial resources but continue to underperform electorally. Government has handed over a fully equipped maternity annex at Maseni Basilio Health Post in Lonto District of Northern Province at a cost of 1.28 million kwacha. The annex is equipped with a 8.3 kilowatt solar system worth 297,378 kwacha, medical equipment valued at 590,000 kwacha, and an incinerator valued at 300,000 kwacha, ensuring comprehensive healthcare services for expectant mothers. Speaking at the handover ceremony, Northern Province Permanent Secretary Bernadine Tundu has emphasized that the facility will significantly enhance maternal health care services in the district by providing a well-equipped center for prenatal, delivery and postnatal care.
$1,208,000.
And Lindsay District Commissioner Joseph Philander has echoed similar sentiments, stating that the maternity annex will greatly benefit women in the district. Meanwhile, Sub-Chief Bonde said since 2018 he has been lobbying for the construction of the annex, and the official handover will ease the burden of travelling to other districts for maternal health care services. The Zandan Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training has called on government to translate the constitution in all local languages to promote broader civic awareness and participation in governance. In a statement, Zehe's Executive Director, Clarence Muzamba, has emphasized that access to legal and constitutional information should not be limited by language barriers, particularly in rural areas where English proficiency is low. Mr. Muzamba has stated the constitution is a national document that every citizen must understand and embrace in order to contribute meaningfully to governance and national economic matters. He has noted that despite Zambia's relatively high literacy levels, the dominance of English in legal and civic documents has excluded a significant portion of the population from actively participating in national affairs.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The civil society organization Debt Alliance has called for urgent reforms to broaden Zambia's tax base as a strategy to boost domestic resource mobilization and reduce reliance on external debt. Alliance coordinator Elijah Mamba has stressed the importance of integrating more economic players into the tax system to enable the government to generate adequate revenue. Mr. Mamba has noted that the country's current tax base is significantly limited and emphasized that increasing participation from individuals and businesses is crucial for strengthening the national treasury. He has warned that failure to improve domestic resource mobilization, especially amid changing dynamics in external financing, could force Zambia to seek more financial assistance from abroad, further deepening its debt burden.
But also enhance domestic resource mobilization. As you might be aware, Zambia, our tax base still remains constrained. We need to get a lot of actors in the economy on the tax, be able to pay taxes so that the government can generate sufficient resources. Right? Because if we don't take care of domestic resource mobilization and also the changing landscape in terms of external financing, we might again end up looking outside and then begin to contract more debt.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
A wave of aerial attacks by the rapid support forces of the eastern city of Port Sudan has shattered the city's status as one of the few remaining safe zones in war-torn Sudan, sparking a sharp rise in essential commodity prices, including a massive surge in the cost of water. That's at